Folks, Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are live August 22nd, 2021. Had a little hiatus there. I guess Sam had some issues with some things going on down there. And so if anybody's left here, we are live. And sorry about that. But, you know, we are under the mercy of all kinds of different factors. So, where to begin? I've got Daily Stormer up, and it's called Hoax Watch lately. He's had that one up. It was Tranny Watch, and now he's got it as Hoax Watch. And then exposing the endless series of nonsense hoaxes from these Jews and women is what he's got it up there. Just trying to trigger people. So the article I have up was from today. The media is officially throwing Joe Biden under the bus. And I remember on the broadcast when this whole charade began with Biden, that I kind of predicted that he wasn't going to last even probably a year. And if I had somebody to go back in my archives and dig out all those nuggets, it would be nice to have a bunch of archivists that could dig back, and when things happen, you could be like, oh, I said this in 2016 or whatever, because it's you know, you say so many things on the air when you do a broadcast every week, or especially if somebody does it every day. Holy crap! But so the media is officially throwing Joe Biden under the bus. So the gang behind Biden, the usual suspects, the Jesuit suspects. Okay, they look like they want to move into phase B of this charade of a presidency. Now, Trump, with all of his barnacles and warts and everything, and all the goofy stuff he did with Jared over there in Israel, the embassy move, and the throwing the bones to the Christian Zionists and all the things we know, the Golan Heights and Trump Heights. Trump's starting to really stumble on this vaccine deal, and we'll talk about that. Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer were throwing Trump under the bus today. I popped in to listen to that. And as we know, Owen Schroyer has been indicted by the feds. So as the FBI exonerates Roger Stone and Alex Jones, they go for the little bit lower hanging fruit of Owen Schroyer, who had some, you know, tape over his mouth at the Capitol one day, and then he went off on Jerry Poop His Pants on the stage, Nadler, a little, used to be a bloated sack of a Jew, old Nadler, back in the day. I remember watching him on C-SPAN when I was in my 20s. I was like, this guy. But now he's gotten old, and, you know, now he, you know, looks like the penguin with the air taken out of him. He wears his pants up right up on his nipple line, as we know. Took that one day. Funniest thing ever when he took that dump or whatever he did in his drawers while they're doing a press conference. But so Schroyer went off on Nadler, and now because Schroyer was back in D.C. on the 6th, just standing behind Alex Jones when Alex Jones was trying to tell people not to get caught up in the hysteria and do anything to the Capitol or so forth and so on, he's getting indicted now. So he's turning himself into the feds, at the Austin Federal Courthouse in the morning. So we'll see what happens with fellow St. Louis and Jay Owen Schroyer, a youngster. But, I mean, he's done some ballsy stuff. I mean, everybody has their opinion about the Strat4 InfoWars gang down there and so forth and so on. But they do a lot of, big fish kind of work, and it is what it is. Jones, the whole Sandy Hook thing, he got sucked into the Sandy Hook thing like Dr. Fetzer did, and very interesting. But anyway, so media officially throwing Biden under the bus. So it's the number one story across the whole media, this Afghanistan psychological warfare operation. Fake pictures we're seeing floating around from previous events. The New York Times, why Biden's lack of strategic patience led to disaster. It's becoming clear that the bigwigs in the party want Biden to step down. That almost certainly includes Obama himself, who infamously discouraged Biden from running at all, and then he took forever to endorse him and that whole thing. But they know, Obama and them, they know the tarred nature of the low information voters that vote demon rat, and the hood rats and so forth. It's all those Obama Biden bumper stickers and the Karens at the leftist university. The name recognition was there for Biden because of Obama Biden for 8 years and so forth and so on. So they had to kind of reel him in. They couldn't let the dark horse like Tulsi Gabbard get in there, even though she's got some shadowy connections to the Rothschilds that just kind of been being exposed of late. But you really didn't have anybody. Kamala, with her history and her kind of a vile personality, that cackling and so forth, they just had to reel old Biden in to make this thing even look competitive with Trump. All right. So back to the article. Given that the media is simply the propaganda arm of the party, there's no way they could be running an organized and sustained smear campaign against Joe Biden if they weren't given permission by the party's top brass. At first, I thought maybe the news media was just mad, but if that was the case, they would have dialed things back by now. It's definitely possible for the media to start sharing their own views outside of the hardcore narrative of the party here and there, but it isn't impossible for it to become a campaign of destruction the way it is now. And then you see these goofballs like in England, like Tony Blair, likes to have his little seizures on the floor and have his visions and all his little weirdo trash. So there's people in France, people in England, all throwing him under the bus. So it looks as if Kamala is going to become president at this juncture. And so we'll see if they 25th Amendment him. We'll see if they send him off to, Shady Acres or whatever, or if we'll see him have COVID and die, or if we'll see him brain aneurysm or whatever. How they do this, man. These people, people get sucked into the fact that they're unwilling to really gauge the ruthlessness and the barbarity of the people that we are up against and the spirits behind them that inhabit them, that animate them. Okay, these are very, very wicked and dark forces of the universe that are the catalyst for the behavior of these demonic people. Okay. And so I just wanted to get that out there because you're seeing this. And I, even last week when this was all kind of just getting started, I felt artificiality. So you see these pictures of the Taliban guys, posing in the presidential palace, the embassy and all this stuff. And, it just gives me a sense of orchestration by NWO kind of forces. All right. Now I took a bunch of notes earlier this throughout the week, and then I did something stupid and I accidentally deleted a bunch of them. But here, think about the Iran hostage crisis with Carter. So Trump wanted to kind of make his presidency Reagan 2.0, and a lot of people have been corralling Biden into Carter 2.0. And we remember the Iran hostage crisis, okay, and the backdoor deals that the CIA goons, the Bushites, and so forth made with the Iranians not to give up the hostages until after the selection, okay, over here where Reagan comes in, and automatically, miraculously, the Iranians got scared and released all the 440-some-odd hostages. I still remember this as a kid. And I was a big Reagan. I got sucked into the Reagan vapors back when I was a kid. I mean, he came in when I was 9, 10 years old. So, you know, but this seems like this is the makings of the Iran hostage thing 2.0. Biden's in. He's weak. Carter was weak. So you're going to have a bunch of Americans stuck there. And here's the thing. There were backdoor, back channel, well, not back channel. This was before Biden came in. But Trump had the Taliban leaders to Camp David. Remember this? And they had this whole exit strategy allegedly nailed down. Okay, so it almost seems like somebody gave the Taliban the cue, and I'm not saying the letter Q, the Q, you know, to go ahead and move in a harsh way. And this all seems stage scripted to me. And there's a lot of innocent people, as usual, that are being stuck right in the middle of this all the world's the stage garbage that they're pumping down. Okay, so then there's other people saying, well, the forensic audit in Arizona is about to drop. And so this is a massive diversionary, you know, Alinskyite distractionary technique being used here for the news cycle to be just, you know, filled with Afghanistan and the horrors and the Americans stuck there. And I mean, when I saw this tonight up on Gateway Pundit, okay, two articles that are linked, okay. Now, the first one was Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North, okay? So the guy that comes in becomes head of the NRA. NRA becomes this massive boondoggle of a problem. Now, we all know Ollie North from the Iran-Contra. So, see, this is right here, Iran-Contra. This all had to do right at this time frame with the hostage negotiation. Then we sell Iran weapons behind the scenes and to fund the Contras. I mean, the whole thing is just such a diluted, incestuous mess. But back to the article. And this is from the 19th, 3 days ago. Oliver North, Taliban now has lists of names, addresses, and phone numbers of every Afghan who worked for the USA, thanks to the abandoned U.S. embassy. So he was on Hannity, Pawn Vanity, Saturday night, okay? Oliver North told Sean Hannity that the outer perimeter at the Kabul airport has serious problems because the Taliban now has lists of the names and phone numbers of every Afghan who has worked for our country for the last 20 years. The evolving Afghanistan bloodbath lays at the feet of Joe Biden and the Democrats. Oh, really? Is it totally just them? There's no central intelligence goons that are anywhere responsible for this. Okay, so Lieutenant Colonel North, they've got the bank records. They got it all thanks to the embassy. It's being reported that the Taliban has captured the payroll data from the American embassy and the Kabul banks, showing the names, addresses, and phone numbers for locals now being hunted down. So you need to tell me, that this big juggernaut, this big superpower, the United States, is that retarded to where they're just going to let... They have days to watch the Taliban encroaching on Kabul. They didn't get rid of none of this sensitive information. Do you expect... Do any of you believe this? Okay. So, let's see here. There are 50 or more Afghan Air Force mixed fixed wing and helicopter now safely on the ground in neighboring countries. A senior Afghan officer has appealed directly for help. I have his phone number. The communist Chinese are apparently on the scene working with the Taliban in ways to make the USA look bad, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's Ollie North. Now, tonight, I just happened to be at the nursing home visiting my aunt earlier this afternoon. And I saw this come on, this Fox News, and Fox News just happened to be on the television. It was the end of Biden's little goofy speech. And then, I mean, his totally Orwellian doublespeak, I mean, Brave New World, Soma pumping BS speech, okay? But anyway, this young lady comes on, Aisha Hosni, okay? And she's hosting like five of these people on this Fox TV show, right? Now, she's claiming, okay, the Taliban now has the U.S. biometric system used to identify Afghans and know who worked with the government. So she had on a good old Trey Gowdy. Mr. Benghazi didn't do a damn thing about it. Trey Gowdy, okay, big hero in the Congress at the time. She was born in Lahore, Pakistan. Her uncle was a lieutenant commander in the U.S. Navy who sponsored her family to immigrate to the U.S. when she was a child. Aisha still has friends, contacts, and acquaintances in Afghanistan, blah, 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 right? So she says this, tonight I can't even frankly tell what's worse, whether you should stay at home and wait for the Taliban to come for you or risk heading to the airport and perhaps get trampled there because what's happening to some of the people. One of my friends told me last week one of her relatives was shot and killed out on the street. He worked for the Afghan government. He went out to go to work, and he was shot and killed in the open. I have other friends who are essentially waiting, terrified for the Taliban to come and find them because the Taliban now has seen the biometric system that the U.S. has created so they can tell who is who. And now the Taliban knows who worked with the government. And then... that corroborates kind of what Ollie North said a few days, you know, on the 19th. So they're so goofy and they're so incompetent that, you know, the Taliban now has even all the biometric data, you see, this whole system that the U.S., you know, I remember this when we went into Afghanistan at post 9/11 false flag operation that the good old Jewish mafia and the rest of the world government plotters foisted upon our country. And I remember them, this whole thing with taking biometrics of all these people. Remember Accenture, that company that was really big into taking biometric data for the characters coming into Europe, for the refugee boats after old good old Killery and the gang took out Muammar Gaddafi, and Gaddafi's warnings to the West saying, if you clowns take me out, your ass is in big trouble because guess what? There's going to be a flood of people coming across the Mediterranean into Europe, and that's exactly what happened. They didn't care because these people are mad. They're fulfilling this worldwide Kalergi plan to basically bastardize the racial characteristics of the world, especially these white countries, because, you know, they're the big jerks that certain elements in the Jewish community want to get rid of. You got all those quotes from all these different people. But it's, you know, it's a sick, sick system. And so where to begin now with all the clips? You know, and I was thinking about the Gateway Pundit being here in St. Louis, and also St. Louis being home of the 10th Psychological Operations Battalion and the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And so, you know, there's a lot here in this town as far as that sort of thing. And just some of the intelligence that they get is very, very interesting. Now, I see we're coming up on break. A big thing about this whole sting operation and the election. Remember Steve Pachenik? He said that the ballots were marked and so forth and so on. Well, the Jovan Pulitzer now has kind of corroborated this, saying that these ballots were marked with some certain kind of printer dots and so forth and so on, vis-a-vis the Secret Service, what they do with the dollar and so forth and so on. So quite an interesting development. We shall see you guys on the other side of the break. Radio or...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we're back. Fury Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. So Pechenik got really thrown under the bus for the watermark ballot kind of comments that he made to Alex Jones and others. And then Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer actually kind of made similar comments post-election. And so now that has totally gone quiet up to this point. Okay. So we're what, 7, almost 8 months later. And now Jovan Pulitzer kind of brings this back out of hibernation. And he talks about these ballots in Arizona, in Maricopa County, being marked, okay? So thereby insinuating that Trump and the team, they knew in advance, I guess with the good old Space Force, if you want to listen to X-22, Dave over there, they knew in advance maybe some of these counties that were going to, let's say, tanker with the election. Now, I've had this thought here and there with Trump and Xi Jinping, Trump and the Taliban and so forth, that, you know, there's some people that still believe Trump has some sort of a deal with China, but and Russia, to really kind of break the back of the American shadow government, deep state, Democrat Party, half the Republican Party kind of apparatus that's in place. You know, the Mitt Romney's on the Republican side, the Mitch McConnell's with his Chinese wife, and so forth. We shall see. This is going to have to play out, but. You know, let's say Biden and the gang and the Killaries and so forth, they went to the Chinese and said, hey, we need some ballots and so forth and so on. And let's say they did a double cross. Let's say the Chinese did a double cross on the Biden, Kamala, Obama faction and had a deal with Trump already in place to send micro-dotted ballots to Maricopa County. And so Xi and Trump and Putin are all going to, you know, save the world and so forth and so on. You know, I don't know. This stuff is so, there's so many layers. You got triple agents in this thing and so forth and so on. But there's a couple, Mike King and his little anti-New York Times releases in the last number of days. So this is from August 17th. The New York Times, for America and Afghanistan, the post 9/11 era ends painfully. New York Times, the tragedy of Afghanistan. New York Times intelligence warned of Afghan military collapse despite Biden's assurances. Well, you know, look, there's a lot of people that have been warning that the Afghan government and slash Army Defense Forces were going to collapse as soon as we wanted to get, you know, extricate ourselves from the situation. New York Times, U.S. Afghans watch the chaos with horror. New York Times, Biden's troop withdrawal plunges Afghanistan into chaos. And so Mike King over here says, Patriots in control. As Trump had wanted from day one of his presidency and as Trump had placed in motion during his final year in office and over the objections and obstructions of the war party embedded within both the D's and the R's, as well as among certain military traitors, the troops are finally coming home from Zbigniew Brzezinski's post-9/11 grand chessboard war for the strategic location, valuable minerals, and lucrative poppy fields of Central Asia. And here's the kicker. Trump's withdrawal is being stage managed in such a way as to make it seem like the imposter Joe Biden botched it, collapsed Afghanistan, and left the big bad Taliban, who will surely once again shut down the drug dealing, in charge, when in reality this is exactly what Trump had semi-secretly negotiated with the Taliban all along. Trump gets his way, and blundering Biden's popularity plummets to an all-time low. Nice work, Mr. Biden. And so, and it goes into more unflattering headlines towards Biden. Fake news agents are really upset with Biden over the pullout, which plays right into Trump's hands. And then it gets into the book, The Grand Chessboard, about taking over Central Asia and so forth and so on. So 5 months ago, establishmentarian NPR radio foresaw the coming rise of the Taliban as essentially a booby trap left to explode on Biden's watch. Under the March 4th headline, Trump's deal to end war in Afghanistan leaves Biden with a terrible situation. Okay? So one of Donald Trump's campaign promises was to end the war in Afghanistan. Last year, he negotiated an agreement with the Taliban to withdraw all U.S. forces. Not represented in that agreement were members of the Afghan government. They're now negotiating with the Taliban. Meanwhile, President Biden, having inherited the Trump deal, faces some tough choices. As my guest Dexter Filton explains in his new piece in The New Yorker, if Biden succeeds in pulling out troops, he will end a forever war. But with U.S. troops gone, the Taliban could take over and the war Americans fought could be deemed a failure. So the deal itself is simple, okay, but it kind of sets off this cascade of other things which are not so simple. But the deal basically says the Taliban won't kill any Americans. We won't attack the Taliban. If all goes well and the Taliban agree not to support any kind of terrorism against the U.S. or to not allow terrorists in the country of any basis, the U.S. will leave and go to zero and take out all of its forces. And this guy's talking about when they made this deal, the Afghan government was left out of it. And so now Trump leaves, Biden doesn't hold up their end. And then allegedly this is why the Taliban started to move. Now there's all these people talking about the white hats in various parts of our, government are really kind of let the signal to the Taliban, okay, it's time to move on, you know, Kabul and the rest of the country and make Biden look like crap, okay? To sum it all up, Trump ended the forever war in Afghanistan and green-lighted the Taliban to knock off the elite and educated Western wannabe globalist puppets of Afghanistan, leaving his agent Joe Biden is the fall guy. Well played, white hats, well played, okay? This all fits in place with the plan revealed to us by Q as far back as 2017, in which a revitalized and openly pro-Trump Republican Party emerges and the communist demon rat party slowly implodes. Consider the evil D governors of America's two largest states. Both of them formerly untouchable have been on the ropes for months, with Andrew Cuomo of New York set to finally resign in disgrace next week, and Gavin Newsom of California facing a recall vote in September. Now, we'll see what happens with Newsom. We're seeing all these stories now floating around of all these criminals and so forth going into people's mailboxes, people being caught with fake ballots. So they're going to try to pull the 2020 election strategy one more time, and then flood the system in California with fake ballots and so forth, and keep Nancy Pelosi's little nephew-in-law or whatever he is in power, okay? So that's one article. Now the other one is The New York Times, with the Afghan collapse, Moscow takes charge in Central Asia. Along with Pakistan and China, Russia has gained broad influence in security matters at the expense of the U.S. So for most of the 19th century, spilling into the 20th, the Rothschild British Empire menaced the hated Romanov Russian Empire over Afghanistan and neighboring territories in Central Asia. This geopolitical maneuvering, intended to contain and ultimately weaken Russia, came to be known as the Great Game. Using the phony pretext of a non-existent Russian plot to invade India, Britain, between 1839 and 1919, waged three Anglo-Afghan wars. The second one, engineered by Jewish Prime Minister and Rothschild agent Benjamin Disraeli, was the most disastrous of the three, and it led to his downfall. And it gets into the Great Chessboard and Central Asia and all that good stuff. So it talks about new hitman was the USA in the 1970s, and the Soviet Union was targeted. Zbigniew Brzezinski and puppet President Carter used the CIA to recruit, finance, and train proxy army for the purpose of overthrowing the neutral government of Afghanistan and replacing with one antagonistic towards the Soviets. The Russian bear reluctantly was forced into taking Zbig's bait and ending up bogged down in Afghanistan for a decade in a no-win war against well-equipped U.S. proxies and mercenaries. All right. So Brzezinski understood that if the opportunity to conquer Central Asia was lost, it might never come again. As a warning to his fellow muckety-mucks about the importance of Central Asia, he also was an obvious telegraphing of the needed 9/11 attacks to come. Zbig wrote the Grand Chessboard in 1998. The following excerpts of the book will tell you all you really need to know, not just about the new great game, but also about the ultimate great game for world domination. The ultimate objective of American policy should be to shape a truly cooperative global community. Let's see here. And let me find the part about the America may find it difficult to fashion consensus on foreign policy except in the circumstance of a truly massive external threat. The attitude of the American public toward the projection of power has been ambivalent. The public supported America's engagement in World War II because of the shock effect of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. In a nutshell, what Zbig was saying in 1998 was this: fellow globalists, with the Russians still on their backs and China not yet strong enough, the time to take Central Asia is now. If we lose this opportunity, there won't be a world government. All we need is a massive false flag attack to be blamed on some terrorist hiding in Afghanistan, and the currently ambivalent American public will then support our takeover of Asia. So let's see. It will now be Russia that will be shielding Central Asia from potential violence next door. There's a lot of buildup here to keep this, you know, the Afghans and the Pakistanis and so forth and all the kind of jihadi nuts there contained. All right, so we'll see. It's just kind of interesting that you're seeing the Russians now filling back into the void, and of course the Chinese having control of these rare earth minerals for years now anyway in Afghanistan, and us giving them the wink wink to produce all of our, you know, Apple phones and Google and all that good stuff, you know, and then all the dope game, you know, the Unical, the dope game and all that stuff that was going on. We'll see what happens with the worldwide opium trade now that comes out of Afghanistan, whether the Taliban are going to keep that pumping or what. So we'll see. Okay. So Pfizer looks like the FDA is going to give the BioNTech approval. It could be as early as tomorrow. So there's already the Surgeon General and all these people saying, oh, we're going to have a lot more mandates now. I guess we've twisted the arms of the FDA leadership to ramrod this approval through. I guess they got a deal they couldn't refuse, the heads, you know, over at the FDA. They didn't want to see their kids disappeared or, you know, whatever. Houses blown up, kiddie porn thrown on their computers or whatever they're going to do to them. Now, allegedly, a bunch of people at the FDA haven't even taken these vaccines. The CEO of Pfizer, of course, a bunch of people at old Fauci's NIH, NIAID haven't taken it. You know, a lot of these people took fake doses so they could virtue signal on the television, like Kamala and Trump last night. Mr. Producer, let's see here. Get clip 6 ready. This is Trump last night, and I'm sure everybody's heard it. It's been all over the place, but let's play it for posterity. Go ahead and roll 6, if you would.
3 days, less than 9 months, and it's great. And you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You got to do what you have to do. But I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But You got, no, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms, but I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know, okay? I'll call up Alabama and say, hey, you know what? But it is working. But you do have your freedoms. You have to keep, you have to maintain that. You have to maintain that. And you got to get your kids back to school.
All right, so let's talk about that. You notice how he talked about, you got your freedoms. Yeah, you got to maintain that. You got your freedoms. He almost, it almost like he doesn't even believe in freedoms. And then you got to get your kids back to school. Why? Why do you got to get your kids in those rotten communist schools? Dumbest idea I've ever heard. For anybody that is a thinking person, to get their kids in back into these schools. I mean, all of the kids that are recording their teachers, I mean, in meltdowns. I mean, we've got a bunch of mentally ill people as public school teachers. Public schools is communist. It's in the Communist Manifesto. Why a free people would ever want a public school system, I can't understand. It needs to be smashed. Higher education in the United States is not higher education. It is Marxist indoctrination. It needs to be smashed. If you're not up to smashing the Bar Association, if you're not up to smashing so-called higher education and public education, then you're not even going for anything high-hanging fruit. Now, we know the tentacles that control higher education, that control sports, media, music, banking. But these are the things that warp people's brains. The media must be smashed. The Department of Justice must be smashed. I mean, it seems like almost every lawyer that works for them is a criminal. It's outright traitor. Commit lawyer side, commit Barris side. I mean, these are t-shirts I'd love to have. Just because the people that present themselves to be our best friends, or they're going to, we'll litigate for you. But you're litigating in a fixed, rigged system, the bar system. Until we totally smash this whole notion that judges have to be members of the bar, we're done. It's done. All right. So videos claiming the vaxxed will die between October and December of this year. These are floating around on BitChute all over the place. So I'm seeing them on all these channels are copying these. Look, it's already September, another week. We're already in September. I don't fall into this thing. Oh my God, they're all going to start dying in a month. You don't know when they're going to start dying, okay? Because when you look at these tests that allegedly occurred with the animals, they all started dying in so many months, blah, 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 blah. Well, we're a much bigger and heavier animal than ferrets or whatever. And don't get me off on this animal testing of this virus. Fauci and his beagles and all this, what they do to these monkeys and what they do to, like, various kinds of, animals like ferrets and so forth. It's just sick. We're a sick, sick world. It's a sick place. I can only imagine what the Chinese, my gosh, what they do to animals, the little barbecue dog festivals and the rest of it. But just in testing, we're sick. The United States is sick. It's demonic to do this, to test this on God's creation, to test all this crap, poisons and toxins and pathogens and all this. It's just, this place really, it's at the point where I wouldn't even, you couldn't even get mad at God for blowing this thing up with fire this time, is what Peter says. It's either in 1st or 2nd Peter, but I can't remember. But this time it's going to be burned up with fire, because the fire cleanses. Washed it away with the flood the first time. There's still some remnants, There's still some things. You burn this thing up with fire. It's, you know, we're so polluted with just every kind of defect, every kind of sickness. You know, people doing rituals in these abortion clinics while they're killing these babies, these Satanist freaks. I mean, it's just insane. Okay, think about this. Is the jab the new Matrix level human upgrade, are in the human upgrade arms race? Think about the whole super soldier program. Think about the H plus movement, the transhuman movement, where, you know, you read these books that I read, what, 10 years ago from Tom Horn and these other guys, where they really quote these really forward, I don't want to say forward, but these visionary transhumans, these people that were really, really saying, hey, look, you mess with me in my quest to upgrade humanity, I'm going to kill you. I mean, people said this, like academics, like you're not going to stop us or we'll take you out. But think about this whole race with other countries now with this fourth industrial revolution, where it's talking about, and think about the Matrix, where Neo, what's his face, the actor, Keanu Reeves, but where he sits down and they jack him in, and then he learns Kung Fu. He's like, I know Kung Fu. Well, see, this is, I just got this strange feeling. Part of this, there's certain formulas for the elites that this is about upgrading people into kind of like this super soldier bracket, the super thinker bracket, super intellect bracket. While if you're unlucky and you get the bad formula, you get the clot, you know, you're the blood clot stroke, you know, bracket. You get the myocarditis bracket. You know, you get the strange things going on with women's uteruses bracket. You know, you get the sterilization bracket. So I just kind of stumbled upon this when I'm thinking about it. I'm like, this could be like a new arms race to try to get our population, or the chosen ones of our population, upgraded to stay, let's just say, up to snuff with what's going on with other populations with CRISPR technology and all this strange stuff. We see all these articles about what the Chinese are doing, trying to upgrade their people. I mean, think about the Olympics and just athletics. You know what I mean? But think about this on an academic level or as on a military application level, to where they don't want to get behind in this Pandora's box that's been opened on the transhuman level, because then, let's say another country gets their population outfitted with this kind of wetware, and even at the genetic wetware level, to where they're going to become more superhuman, more brilliant, more stronger, better fighters, and so forth. Maybe they want to just kind of spread throughout the entire population, able to work for 20 hours straight without having to take a nap or hardly eat or whatever. You can see all these kind of evil applications that could be used here. So I think the jabs for certain, let's just say, test subjects are the beginnings of this arms race, if you will, of the transhuman kind of aspect. All right. So the elites get the upgrade while the slugs get the death. Just something to think about. All right. We'll see y'all on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio. Holding fast between the lines. Yeah.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.